the hell up. Or do they like you? Only because they were drunk before they got here.
Aren't you happy to be here?
Not exactly.
Why not?
This town is too freaking bizarre for me.
Why do you say that?
On my way in here tonight, I saw Aquaman on Hollywood Boulevard. What the hell?
Why would Aquaman be on Hollywood Boulevard?
Well, there's a drought. I guess he's homeless.
You know, Walter, there are a lot of things to like about Los Angeles.
Like what? Traffic from hell. Highest gas prices in the country. Wildfires. Mudslides and earthquakes. Yay! I love it here! Dumbass.
You ever been in an earthquake?
Does my wife falling off of the couch count? What the... Oh, it's you. Right.
Why are you in a bad mood already?
Well, do you know what it's like to wake up and discover that your wife of 45 years has left and isn't coming back?
No, I don't.
Yeah, me neither, but I can dream, can't I?
Is it really that bad?
Yes. The other day, before her birthday, she started yelling at me, "Tamara, I'd let her see a diamond."
Oh, a diamond? What'd you do?
I took her to a baseball game.
So does your wife like Hollywood?
Yeah, but she thinks it's crazy how many folks in this town get plastic surgery.
Oh, she wouldn't do that?
Why?
Why not?
Come on, putting new headlights on a minivan doesn't make it a Corvette. Yeah, these guys know what I'm talking about. And the women who get those fake giant hoo-haws, they don't want you to miss them either.
How's that?
If you look those women in the eye when you're talking to them, they get all pissed off and they go, "Hey," and like, "Boobs are down here."
Like, well, what does your wife watch on TV?
I don't care.
Are you guys happy?
Look at me.
But you still love her.
Yeah, of course. But like most marriages, we have been through some difficult times.
Sure.
But we stayed together because of the children.
Oh, you say your children saved your marriage.
Yeah. Bastards.
Well, admittedly, a good marriage can be hard work.
Yeah, I know it can, yeah. We went to a marriage therapist one time.
Just once?
It was a therapist.
You didn't like the therapist?
Oh, no, he seemed like a good guy that after listening to my wife talk for 10 minutes, he jumped out the window.
Seriously,
absolutely, and if it wasn't for the leash around my nuts, I would have followed the guy.
Romance between you two?
Well, not long ago, my wife left a trail of rose petals on the floor for me.
Oh, into the bedroom?
Right out the front door.
You know, there are plenty of romantic places in this country you could go for a special time together.
Like where?
Top of the Empire State Building.
Oh, no, we tried that. A security guard took one look at her and went, "Uh-oh, King Kong is back."
See, just like that. You've been married for over 45 years. Have you ever said anything to your wife that you truly regretted?
Oh, yeah. Will you marry me? I love you. Shit like that.
Maybe you could do something simple like watching a movie together.
Oh, no. Every time we watch a movie, she falls asleep. Then the next morning, I have to drive back to the theater to pick her up and bring her home.
You've been getting on the computer a lot lately.
Oh, yeah. And you're getting on Facebook. What?
You get on Facebook. Yeah, what do you do on Facebook?
I like getting on there and defriending everybody possible.
Why?
Just so they'll wonder what the hell they did wrong. It's funny as hell.
That's not nice.
I know, if it was nice, it wouldn't be funny as hell. I did actually lose a friend on Facebook the other day without defriending him.
How's that?
Well, an old buddy of mine posted that his wife died.
Oh.
I clicked like. Then I posted, "Mine's still alive, sad face."
I know you read up on Iceland a little bit before we came back.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What'd you read about?
Well, the volcanoes.
You read about that. Oh, yeah, it's great. Yeah.
Imagine something that can erupt at any second and destroy everything in its path.
Yep.
I'll be darned.
What?
I married a volcano.
You know that Iceland has one of the highest life expectancies in the entire world?
I do not know that.
Especially women. Huh? Yeah, here a woman's average lifespan is 90 to 100 years.
Send my wife home immediately.
Did you know that they have the oldest tree in Norway right here in Bergen?
Fascinating. If I want to see some old wood, I'll take a Viagra. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Did you know the first ever ski jumper was from Norway?
Let me guess. Married and miserable?
So you've never been snow skiing?
Actually, yes. Once. Broke a leg.
Oh, well, I bet that hurt.
I don't know. What, my leg?
Did you know that golf was invented in Scotland?
Fascinating. You know what else was invented here? What, being in public and yelling, shit! Wait, we might use that on a DVD and they're not going to let us say shit. Take two.
Yeah. You want to do the joke again?
Yeah, what the hell? Why not? It's a good joke. They laughed at it. I can do that. All right, here we go. Take two, assholes. She talked to them about the, you know, how the way they speak.
Okay, now look, we're in their country, and they speak normally.
Holy crap.
What are you trying to say?
No, Ahmed, no, Ahmed. Can you not fucking see out there?
I will talk to Ahmed about this later.
Can I get in the box and get the fuck out first? It's not a good idea. We're not in Israel.
I know. Well, Walter, are you enjoying Abu Dhabi?
Oh, yeah, that's good.
It's the first Arab nation we've ever played, right?
Yeah, all I can say is we may live in Hollywood, but don't worry, we are not Jews. You're welcome. All right.
But have you been enjoying the sights around town?
Oh, yeah, sure. Amazing, gorgeous buildings.
Gorgeous buildings.
Yeah, amazing structures, fantastic hotels. Been looking forward to this a lot. And here we are in a tent. Where the hell are we? I forgot. Yeah, we're here. Okay, well, shalom.
You know why they call this the Holy Land.
Of course, yeah. Not far from here is the birthplace of the Soda Stream. I'm surprised at how many of the men here have facial hair.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, we went to the market today, and it took me 10 minutes to pick my wife out of the crowd.
What do you think of South Africa so far?
Honestly?
Yeah.
Not what I thought it would be.
How's that?
Look out there. We're in Africa, right? A lot of white folks out there.
Well, it's South Africa, okay?
That is the continent of Africa. Well, this is not what I remember from the Tarzan movies. There was a beetle in our hotel room, and my wife wanted me to step on it. What'd you do? Nothing. The damn thing grabbed my wife's poodle and flew out the window. I love this country. The Irish could throw back a few, but you guys are the drinking champions of the world. I'm surprised you don't have dead sharks with alcohol poisoning after eating your surfers.
Did you know that even though Australia had a big influx of criminals, they now have, you know, only, I don't know, 1/5 as many murders as we do in the U.S.?
Huh? Does that surprise you?
It doesn't you?
No. You know how much practice it takes to kill somebody with a frickin' boomerang? It's like 1,000 to 1. I know, my wife tried. That poodle flew out the window and it was like, you son of a bitch! We came all the way from Hollywood, California to be here. Do you know what the first place our tour guide recommended for us to visit? Universal frickin' Studios. I was like, we have that, you dumbass.
What do you like about Singapore so far?
Well, they have some tough laws.
Oh, you've heard about that.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know you can get fined or caned for not flushing a toilet after using it?
Then who the hell checks up on that? What, you got the shit police? It's the SSP, the Singapore Shit Police. Kidding, how the hell do they know?
That guy. Have you learned anything constructive about Malaysia since we've been here?
I did learn on the radio you cannot talk about politics, religion, or sex.
That's right.
Well, there goes most of our show.
Did you know that Malaysia has been independent now for 47 years?
Coincidence.
What's that?
I lost my independency when I got married 47 years ago. And guess what? We don't talk about politics. I lost my religion and there is no sex.
Please don't get me into trouble.
I don't care. Keep looking around. You're surrounded.
Please, let me change the subject.
Okay.
I like being here.
Okay. That's good, because you might be here a long time. Oh, shut the hell up! This is not my idea!
Good evening, Walter.
Do I look like Walter?
Well, you look like a Walter Frankenstein.
Well, then call me Crankenstein.
All right, Crankenstein, you look good.
No, I don't. I look like a cross between Hillary Clinton and the Hulk. No offense, Hulk. All right.
If you don't like the costume, then why'd you pick this one?
We were supposed to dress as whatever scared us as a kid.
Oh, so for you, that was Frankenstein.
Actually, it was a Catholic priest, but... Everybody gets mad when I offend the Mexicans.
You know, Walter, technically, you're not really Frankenstein.
What?
Well, most people don't realize this, but the monster was the monster, and Frankenstein was actually the doctor.
Well, thank you, Professor Google's too fucking much. Yeah, you should tweet that. How about that?
Then you can tweet, I'm the huge dork, frowny face, hashtag dumbass. Walter, I'll take things that will never get you laid for 500, Alex.
What's wrong with you tonight?
Take a guess.
I don't know. Is your wife okay?
That's exactly right.
Wait a minute. Your wife is happy and healthy, and she's always in a good mood.
I know, and it's the worst in the mornings. Good God. It's like, oh, good morning, sunshine. Holy crap. Makes me want to drop kick her frickin' poodle. Morning, honey! It's a kick-ass day now! I should shove the stick in that dog's ass and use it to clean the toilets. Of course, if you're in Australia, the...
Walter, I thought your marriage was solid.
It is, in a constipated kind of way.
But you still love each other.
Yes, the love changes when you get older.
How's that?
Well, you go from wanting to make out in a car to wanting to run over each other with a car. You go from, I was struck by Cupid's arrow, to maybe she'll get hit by a frickin' Camaro. From hold me and love me, to kiss my ass and die, bitch.
Oh, that's awful. What about life after death?
Huh?
Some people think that even after death, you're still together for all of eternity.
I'm pretty sure you just told me to go to hell.
Back to the monster stuff.
Sure.
Is there any particular movie that scares you?
Yeah, the film of my wedding. But if I'm depressed, I watch it backwards. You get it? She walks away.
Come on, you love your wife.
Yeah, I know. But at our wedding, when she came walking down the aisle with that giant hair and all that makeup, I felt like yelling, it's alive! It's alive!
So how'd the service go?
Well, the worst part was when the minister asked if anyone objected and no one would listen to me.
Maybe they couldn't hear you.
Hey, you're right. You weren't there. You know what scares me now? What medical websites where you enter your symptoms and it tells you what you have.
Are you sick?
I think so.
What do you have?
Pretty much narrowed it down to a uterus infection. Or a mesothelioma.
Mesothelioma? You get that from asbestos.
That's what peanut is made out of.
What are you, sniffing peanut?
It's lonely on the road, Jeff.
You know, Walter, just once, I think you should try being happy.
You're an idiot. See, what the hell is wrong with you? When I call you an idiot and you smile like I gave you cake.
Do you want to be in a good mood?
Not if I'd look like a moron like you. No, thank you. I've seen you walk by perfect strangers and go, oh, hello, how are you?
So?
That makes mothers hide their children from you.
You don't think I should be nice to strangers?
You know, even dogs sniff assholes first. Maybe you should try that.
I don't think so.
Actually, there are those little idiot dogs that when they see anyone, they jump all around and then pee on themselves. You ever felt like doing that?
That's not gonna happen.
Well, you might not jump all around, but when you get my age, you'll piss on yourself. Oh, I hate being cold. I even got cold in Vegas last week.
Oh, in Vegas, yeah, you took your wife there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Vegas has become a great vacation spot for families.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. That makes sense. Take the family to Vegas.
Yeah.
Because kids love whores. Look, Mommy, there's a place with poles like where you used to work. Now that's it, huh?
That's what?
All those years of being married, and now it's over.
Yeah.
So all those years of raising the girls, and now the family's broken up.
Right.
So no more marriage?
Nope.
No more wife?
No.
What's it like? Vicariously through you.
Walter, divorce is not a good thing.
Oh, you can't lie to me, asshole. So what happened?
What happened, Walter, is that unfortunately in our country these days, more than 50% of marriages now end in divorce, and sadly, mine was on that side of things.
You know, Jeff, I never thought I'd say this to you, but you're my hero. Come on, what's it like to wake up in the morning and not hate your life? To not think, oh, here she comes. You can leave your toilet seat up all the time. I'd hot glue mine open, for God's sakes. And then shit in the backyard. Just because I could.
Walter, divorce is painful.
Oh, yeah, like a deep tissue massage. So how long's it been?
Well, almost 3 years now.
Oh, okay. So you're dating anybody now?
Matter of fact, I am.
Oh, good. Female? Well, you never know. Sometimes that's the problem. Honey, I got bad news and I got good news. Bad news is I want a divorce. Good news is I'm on your team now.
Well, do you make fun of your wife a lot?
I know, it's funny as hell, isn't it?
You know, your wife is supposed to be your soulmate.
You want to be the pot or the kettle?
You know, I saw an old photo of you and your wife. Your wife's quite beautiful.
He saw an old photo. Yeah, I'm kidding. I know. I married a petite, young, beautiful thing.
Yeah,
she was eventually eaten by the woman I live with now.
Just flat out saying your wife's overweight.
Oh, no, 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 no. She's under tall.
Have you ever had a weight problem?
Only when she sat on me.
Will you?
Get off of me! Actually, it's more like this. Hello? Hello? Hello?
It's dark in here. I found your keys, keys, keys.
I am not kidding. Then she farted and unlocked the car doors.
What does your wife think when you do things like this?
I don't care.
Well, I know you care enough about your wife to take her on some of these trips.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she loves going on these trips. I know she loves window shopping.
Not in Amsterdam, she didn't. Because in Amsterdam, there's hookers in the windows. I love that city. Did you know that in Amsterdam, you can legally purchase marijuana?
Yeah. I did know that.
Do you know where?
Coffee houses.
Coffee houses. It's my favorite coffee place ever. I'd like a latte and a doobie. And 19 dozen donuts. Thank you.
How you doing, Walter?
What the hell happened to your hair? Looks like you're in a frickin' car wreck.
Well, they said it makes me look hip.
I think it makes you look homeless. Been in D.C. for 2 days and you're already frickin' homeless. Holy crap.
come on, Walter, do you like being in D.C.?
Oh, yeah, there's nothing quite like being mugged in our nation's capital.
Come on, there's a lot of excitement that goes on here in Washington, D.C.
Oh, I know, yeah, what happens in D.C. stays on YouTube.
So you're saying you don't like being in D.C.?
Oh, no, I like it. I get screwed on my taxes every year, so it's fun to come visit the source.
What'd you do for fun today?
I stood in front of the IRS building and just flipped them off.
Did you go to the White House?
Oh, yeah, that's where the most powerful man in the free world lives. Oprah?
What's wrong with you tonight?
I don't know. I'm just pissed. I don't want to go home.
Why not?
I think my house is haunted.
Why do you think that?
My wife is there. I walk in the front door and all I hear is, get out.
You guys got another argument on the phone today, didn't you?
Oh, you heard a little bit of that, did you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I hung up on her.
Not good.
No, she called right back and she goes, did you hang up on me? I said, I don't know, it sounds something like this, click.
Did that make her angry?
Oh, I felt a disturbance in the force.
You ever made her that mad when you're standing right in front of her?
Oh, yeah.
What'd you do?
Well, my mother always told me when you're in a jam and don't know what to do, you should think, what would Jesus do? So I tried to turn her into a fish. I stood there going, be gone, Satan! Hello, Shamu. Well, at least Shamu has only one blowhole. Ah, screw you, that was funny. Look, it's the CIA. I see you. We can all see you. You know, the show looks a lot better from the front. Is the director drunk? What the hell? See in there. This is Comedy Central. I can see Cartman. I can see Kenny. Oh, he just got killed.
So, Walt, you guys have been married a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Ups and downs in every marriage. You ever been to any marriage counseling?
Yes.
What'd that do for you?
Look at me. I'm happy.
Come on, what were the results of the counseling?
Well, at the end of it all, there were two folks who thought I was an ass. And I'm paying both of them.
But you are happy to be here.
Oh, sure. Better than last week.
Last week, yeah. Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We were there. Okay, you didn't like that?
No.
Why not?
Everyone in Fort Lauderdale, Florida looks exactly like me. swear it's like one giant nursing home.
Wasn't that way at Fort Lauderdale's where they tape a lot of those Girls Gone Wild videos?
Well, that's only during spring break. Oh, the rest of the time, it's Girls Gone Saggy. And then it's Girls Gone Senile. And then it's just Girls Gone.
You didn't like the weather there either.
Oh, my God. Even in the middle of winter, it's humid as hell and hot as hell. We got there. I took a shower on Monday. Friday, still not dry. I swear, I grew moss on my ass.
Yeah, you said the weather changes too quickly.
Yeah, I know it changes fast everywhere else in the country, but in Florida, it's ridiculous.
What are you talking about?
Oh, my God. I was standing there on the beach in the sunshine, having a little iced tea. I looked over and I go, ooh, look, a little cloud. About 3 minutes later, holy crap! The locals are hanging onto the palm trees. We love it here! You dumbasses! I say leave it to the Cubans and get the hell out!
So you want someplace a little cooler. Yeah, do you remember we went to Green Bay, Wisconsin?
Yeah, in February. It was negative 20 with a negative 30 wind chill. I'd get on stage every night and I'd say, you people are idiots. Did you know the borders are open? Pack up your Suburban and get the hell out. And another thing, Green Bay Packers Stadium. What's it called?
Lambeau Field.
Lambeau Field. No roof. Hello? How many weekends during football season is good weather in Green Bay?
That would be none.
Note to self, build a freaking roof. We have the technology. You talk to the locals in Green Bay, what do they say? We love it here. We're a hardy people. Bunch of frozen dumbasses is what you are.
All right, Walter, what about you don't like the humidity, you don't like the extreme cold, you want someplace warmer and drier?
Yeah.
How about when we see in August, we were in Phoenix.
August in Phoenix, Arizona. Your agent is a moron. It was 112 3 days in a row. And what do all the locals say? But it's a dry heat. Screw you. A bonfire's a dry heat. You don't see me sticking my ass in one of those, do you? Your ass is on fire. It's a dry heat. I was in Florida. I gotta burn out the frickin' moss.
All right, did you enjoy being in New York City?
Oh, I love New York City. Good. Yeah, that was great. We'd do shows in Manhattan. About midnight, we'd get back to the hotel. 1 a.m., I'd lay my head on the pillow and listen to the sounds of the city. Woo-hoo! I love them! Ah! Oh, my God!
The city that never sleeps.
Well, it needs a frickin' nap.
Walter, you have effectively eliminated about every corner of the country. Yeah, what about where we live? People love the weather in Southern California.
Yeah, but at least with Florida and hurricanes, you got a little notice.
What?
You turn on the news and say, you have 3 days to get the hell out.
So?
Well, in L.A., we got earthquakes.
Yeah?
We don't know jack. One morning, you could be sitting on the toilet and all of a sudden, oh! There's crap flying around the house. Oh! You're a dumbass, too. Remember that last big earthquake we had?
Sure.
Bad timing on that earthquake. How's that? Not 2 seconds before it hit, I told my grandson to pull my finger. He pulled it, I farted, and half neighborhood fell down. That kid hasn't come near me since. The other day, I cracked my knuckles and he dove under the couch. What was that? Well, we're in D.C. That was a veto.
Walter, happy to be here. Oh, overjoyed. Last week, I was lying on a beach in Maui, and I couldn't decide, gee, should I stay in Hawaii or go to frickin' Santa Ana? My God, I can die happy now. Fine city. I don't give a damn. What's wrong with you? I don't know. It's hot as hell outside. My skin's all dry and itchy. You put me in a sweater. Sure as hell not gonna ask you for lotion. You know, you don't have to do this. Yeah, I could get a real job. Yeah, what would you do? I wanna be a greeter at Walmart. So funny. At Walmart, what would be your opening line? Oh, welcome to Walmart. Get your shit and get out. Have a nice day. Anything else wrong? I don't know. My wife and I couldn't find any place to park anywhere near this stinking joint. And some jerk pulled up in a brand new Mercedes, goes right in a handicapped spot. He got out of the car and there's nothing wrong with him. Don't you hate that? Yeah. So I ran his ass over. I made an honest man out of him. And his mother got out the other side, started swinging her crutches at me. Took her out with the door. Don't you feel kind of bad? Aw, hell, they can carpool. Good thing the police didn't see you. I ain't afraid of the cops around Santa Ana. You seen some of these guys? What, cuts on bicycles? What's wrong with that? How intimidating is this? All right, buddy, pull it over. Jing, jing, jing. What are they doing? They arrest somebody. All right, in the basket.
Yes, ladies, I wrote that joke.
Yeah, you can tell the rookie cops they got playing cards in their spokes. Halt! So your wife's in town?
Oh, yeah.
She having a good time?
She always has a good time.
Good.
Pisses me off.
She's a lovely lady.
She getting old.
Well, women age like fine wine.
She's aging like milk.
Did you guys get another argument this morning?
Yeah, what happened? I don't know. She rolled out of bed, jumped on her menstrual cycle, and ran my ass over.
Never heard it put quite that way before.
Oh, it even has a sound. It goes nag, 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 bitch, bitch, bitch.
long you been married? What is it now? 46 years. What was the happiest moment of your life 47 years ago? How long you been married? 15 years. You'll see. I'll see what? Remember when you said, till death do us part?
Yeah.
Later, you'll realize you're actually setting a goal. Alder, what exactly is marriage to you? It's like drinking a Slurpee. First couple of sips, like, boy, it's really good. I'm glad I did this. And you keep drinking, it goes right to your head, and you go, ow, ow, ow! The hell was I thinking? Settle and kill me, please! It eventually stops hurting. Yeah, then you're stooping it up, taking out a frickin' sip. Ain't the same anymore, is it? What, being married all these years? What, you can't look at other women now? You can't talk to them? You can't do nothing?
What are you talking about?
I'll show you what I'm talking about. See this lovely young lady sitting right here in the front row? Yeah? This gorgeous young thing? Yeah? Do you see her? Yeah? Do you see her?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Only thing you can do now is run to the end of your chain and bark. Kind of like buying a new car.
A new car.
You know when you see that car on the showroom floor just before you take it home?
Yeah.
That's as good as it's ever gonna look. Pretty soon it'll have dents and scratches, parts start to go bad, then the new models come out and you're like, oh, oh, oh. Honey, can I just sit in it?
No, remember. Alder, how's the love life?
You mean sex? Yeah, I'm married, you moron. I'm too old, too.
You're not too old. How would you know? Well, I don't know, but I do know I had grandparents who, well into their 80s, were still having fun.
Their 80s? Yeah, good God. What the hell kind of sex is that? Was it good for you?
I can't remember.
We just finished. Who are you?
Walter, are you trying to tell me there's nothing sexually going on between you and your wife?
It's very difficult. She gripes about everything.
Like what?
She said I don't make the right noises during sex.
Sorry to hear that.
Want to hear what I do?
No.
All right, you talked me into it.
Now, wait a minute.
Now, be careful. These are going to be kind of pornographic. Get off. I can't see the Weather Channel. Get the hell off.
Oh, now that's funny. Wait, no, it's not.
You know, Alder, I know you know better than I do, but, I mean, is there any kind of foreplay for you guys?
Foreplay? At our age? Yeah, that's come down to, hey, wake up. You know what oral sex for us is? What, she screamed, screw you, and I yelled, bite me.
Come on, Walter, your age. How do you keep things fresh in the bedroom?
Febreze? I don't know. My wife and I heard that coffee's good for your sex life.
Coffee, yeah. Is it?
No, it kept me awake through the whole damn thing. I actually had to participate. Doctor said it's that for my heart, too.
All the caffeine.
No, seeing my wife naked.
That's awful.
Oh, you've seen her too? No.
So is coffee good for the sex life or not?
I don't know, but they're never going to let us back into that Starbucks again. Well, we used the filter with that.
You know, Walter, despite how you act, I bet when you were younger, you were quite a ladies' man.
I used to chase skirts all over the world, really, till I got to Scotland, and boy, was I surprised.
She had women everywhere.
I dated a girl in India, really. Lovely young lady.
Sure.
Weird-ass country.
What's wrong with India?
I don't know. Most of women got a red dot in the middle of their forehead. What the hell is that? You are here. Maybe it lights up when the coffee's ready. Sorry. Scratch it off, you frickin' win something. Will you stop? This. Hey, it looks like she's videotaping me all the time.